The Nacogdoches City Council will consider an agreement tonight to recycle all of its mattresses that enter its landfill. The mattresses would go to a White House, Texas couple who makes art out of the coils, sells it at Canton Trade Days. Susan Hale is a furniture upcycler. She and her husband are selling wreaths, Christmas trees, crosses, and home decor out of reclaimed coils.
We have a full bed spring shop of all kinds of decor, and it's very popular, and we can sell everything that we make every month, so it keeps us very busy.
Mattresses are the bane of landfills. They take up a lot of room. Worst of all, coils get caught up in the equipment, causing thousands of dollars of repairs. Kerry Walker is Nacogdoches' public works manager. He says this pilot project that started 4 months ago is working.
We've seen a huge difference. Our operators have really made a comments about how much easier it is to work the garbage. We're getting better compaction rates. Since July 16th, when we started our pilot program, we've diverted 783 mattresses out of the landfill.
783 mattresses. Hale says she's able to grow her business now with a steady stream from the landfill. Working with the mattresses takes a systematic approach.
Once we do the process of stripping and cutting and shaping them, it is a process, so it takes time and it's a lot of work, but we enjoy doing it.
A 6-foot-tall coil Christmas tree will be on display at Trinity Mother Frances Hospital in Tyler during its Festival of Trees beginning December 1st.